The Iowa 80 truck stop is the world's largest truck stop, and it is home to the what I call a family reunion every year, and it's the Walcott Truckers Jamboree. And from the Iowa 80 in Catskill, Heather DeBailey joins us. Heather, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to hear from you. Thanks for staying up late. I can't believe it's just around the corner. Here we are. Today I was just kind of trying to put my calendar out, you know, just thinking mentally what I've got ahead of me. And I really look forward to this event every year. Give us the rundown. The dates are Thursday, July 13th through the 15th. What else do we need to know?
Oh, my gosh. There's so much you need to know. You need to know that our exhibit space is sold out. So anybody who's coming to the Jamboree, you are going to see 170 different exhibits.
Wow.
So that's exciting.
Wow. Nice.
Super Truck Beauty Contest, I am getting probably 10 registrations a day. Everybody, I think, is realizing, like you said, that the Jamboree is just around the corner, and they better get signed up to show their truck.
Right, right, right. What else?
Well, we're going to have the Trucker Olympics again all 3 days. We've got concerts lined up. So Mary Sarah from The Voice is going to perform on Thursday night at 7.
Wow.
And on Friday at 5, Tony Justice will be performing.
Yep, we're going to have Tony on soon, so we're going to talk about that and more. He's got some new music coming out, and he's always great. For those who don't know, Tony is also a truck driver. He's a working truck driver and also a singer. And then, of course, right after Tony
is Colin Ray.
Nice.
So we're very excited about that. And then on Saturday, Catskill's Way to Win truck giveaway.
Wow, this is so cool, and I'm pretty excited because I'm going to actually MC this giveaway for you folks. You're generous in that you guys do all the heavy lifting at your event, but then you let me have all the fun. I don't know why you do that, but I'm thankful for it, and that's going to be terrific. We're going to do that. In fact, the Way to Win giveaway is going to happen just after noon. So right around noon, you need to be near the main stage if you're going to be there at the Walcott Truckers Jamboree, and this is going to be fantastic. I'm pretty excited. I'm already nervous for whoever the winner is. I'm just like, wow, this is going to be a great prize. So I can't imagine. This is really great. So make sure that you're there for all 3 days. You folks opened it up to 3 days. This goes back a few years now. Why was that? Why expand it to 3 days? It used to be just a 2-day event, and now 3 days. Why was that important to the Iowa 80 folks?
Well, it was important to us because it became apparent that drivers wanted it.
Yeah.
I mean, we had so many drivers that would be like, oh, man.
Yeah.
It ended on Friday. Well, yeah. I just got here today. You know, I was just able to make it today. Or even local drivers who are out all week and they're home in the Quad Cities on the weekend near us.
Right.
They were like, gosh, if you would just have it on Saturday too, then we could come and enjoy the fun. So it, you know, it took us a while to take a deep breath and say, ooh, can we take on another day?
You know, if you're there on the ground and you've been there and you've witnessed it, watching the Iowa 80 staff, those folks in those bright T-shirts, I won't say walk around, really run around for this 3 days. I mean, that's just what they're doing during the event. And I know you folks plan, of course, at least a year ahead of time. I mean, I'm sure everything is always in the planning stages for every coming event and every coming year. But witnessing that on the ground is pretty incredible because I think it's a testament to what the whole spirit is behind the Iowa 80. And I've told friends this. You've really got to go in there and check it out for yourself because it's a family. And obviously this, you know, when the Moon family started this business, decades ago, it was a family business and still is. But it's also an expanded family in that you folks have staff that have been there for a long time. Off the top of your head, do you know what the longest staff member in terms of tenure is? How long they've been there?
I do, and her name is Dorothy Gilbert, and she has worked with us in Iowa 80 and in Truck-O-Mat truck washes for 47 years.
47 years. I just don't know what to say about something like that. That is the because that's again the spirit of this entire operation, and you really do feel when you show up there that this is a just a big group of family members. And of course, for me, I met a lot of the drivers that I've known for many years at this event, and so sometimes it's, you know, the one time a year that we actually talk to each other. We might see each other at other truck shows and wave, but this, what I love about the Walkout Jamboree is that you get a lot of quality time with the drivers and time to just hang out and relax, and that's what this is about. It's not a truck show. It's a jamboree. It is a family reunion type event, if you think about it, because come on out, you know, shorts and t-shirt. And have fun. And by the way, have a pork chop while you're out there, and it's always great. Rain or shine, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we've had our share of both.
Yeah, we have over the years. I missed the rain last year, but I came in after the rain, and our crew that was there doing setup, you know, they were like, wow, you missed it. And I walked in, and it was nice and beautiful. Everything had cleared out for me. But I have been there. I have been there when, you know, we've had rain. But it is always a great event, and we usually get a pretty good amount of sunshine in during the event at some point. So come on out.
Oh, and, absolutely. Yeah.
And the Super Truck Beauty Contest, always great. I will be hosting the awards on Saturday afternoon, so just make sure you come on out. And here's the other thing I love, and I complain about this on the air, you know, often, that here at Red Eye, we rarely, if ever, have cake. But you always have cake at the Jamboree. And in fact, there's another celebration going on. Tell us about the celebration that's going to happen this year.
Well, every year, We look for a reason to have cake, because that's just who we are. We love cake, you know. And, you know, you talk about a family reunion. I mean, when people get together as a family, you're always having cake.
That's right.
Or something.
It's got to be
so
cake.
So we've got to have cake.
Yeah.
Well, this year in our museum, our 1917 Vili is having 100th birthday. So we're going to have a birthday party. Why not, right?
Absolutely. That's great. It's just really, really awesome. And that's going to happen, as you mentioned, at the museum. And take the time. You know, I always encourage drivers, if you can bring family members, maybe you just talk to other drivers that you know and tell them to meet you there, and you folks can hang out together. But make sure you take it all in, which includes, you know, going over to the museum, because it is so eye-opening. And incredible to witness everything that's on display there. And of course, cake. If we're going to have cake, that's a good reason to stop by. It's free. We should let everyone know, too. It is free. You don't have to register. You don't have to do any of that, right? You just show up and have a good time.
Yeah, just show up and have a good time and tell your friends, bring some friends, bring some family, make some friends while you're there.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just that kind of event. It's laid back, it's relaxed, it's fun. Take your time, enjoy it.
Yeah.
And if you want an exact schedule of when things are happening, you can find that on our website at truckersjamboree.com.
It's really great. And Heather, always great talking to you. I know we're going to catch up again soon. In fact, we're going to do that on the ground there at the Walcott Truckers Jamboree. And again, that happens Thursday, July 13th through Saturday, July 15th. Make sure you come out, drivers. And by the way, plenty of free parking. So come on out and have some fun. We look forward to meeting you. I challenge every driver out there. If you've been, then find another driver, contact them, and invite as many drivers as you can. But try and bring at least one other driver who's never experienced the event. And they will thank you for it. And if you've never been, then please come on out and say hello to us, but really take all of this in. As you mentioned, it's laid back, Heather. Well, laid back for everyone except for, you know, the folks that are working the event from the Iowa 80 staff. And there are many, and we thank them for doing that. And we also want to thank the community of Walcott and also the Quad Cities area, you know, for hosting a lot of us that go in and stay, you know, for days. Just great folks, just really great folks. And I've just had nothing but a great experience in doing that. So, they are terrific hosts, as is the staff there at the Iowa 80 always. I mean, I don't know about your Facebook page, but did the creator of Facebook actually show up to your place and then post about it?
I wondered how you were going to segue into that.
Well,
yes, he did last Friday, and it was so fun.
I would assume that they would contact you, or did he just stop in? How did all that happen? Mark Zuckerberg, creator of Facebook and the CEO of Facebook, is at the Iowa 80 truck stop, and then next thing we know, we see it on his Facebook page. He posted about it and posted some pictures. How did all that come together?
I actually got a phone call the week prior, and they didn't want to even tell me who was coming. They said, well, we have this individual that wants to come, and he wants to talk to drivers. And I said, okay, well, I kind of need to know who that is.
right, yeah.
So after a couple of phone calls, you know, because you want to make sure that this is, you know, if you're going to put time and effort into it, you want to make sure it's going to be a legitimate, you know, deal.
Sure.
So they finally did tell me who it was, and I said, oh, absolutely, we'd love to have him.
Yeah, wow.
And so we worked out the details, yeah. And he came in and wanted to talk to drivers, and Sean Swanson, which, you know, who you know from years at the Jamboree, they said, well, is there anybody that you know would, you know, could bring a truck that we know for sure would allow us up and in it and be there at the certain time? And I called Sean, and I told him that I couldn't tell him who it was, but he just had to trust me.
Right.
And he's like, okay.
Okay. Right.
So he did. He showed up, and so he gave Mark Zuckerberg a tour of his truck and showed him all the different things and explained how things worked and got up in the cab. And
wow.
Then we walked in and toured the Super Truck showroom and part of the truck stop.
Yeah.
And then he went and sat right down at the driver counter, ordered a peach dumpling with ice cream, and chatted with all the drivers.
The pictures were really neat, and I thought, okay, because you and I know, as being associated with the trucking industry for a long time, that a lot of people, you know, might mention something, but also about the trucking industry, it might say something, but they often fail to kind of go out and actually talk to drivers and get some feedback. But here is a guy who really didn't have to do this, but he wanted to do this. Did his people say why he wanted to talk to drivers, why he was looking to make that connection?
Well, they said that he has been traveling all over the country this year, just talking to different groups of people, because Facebook, and he has this big push for communities and trying to understand groups and communities of people throughout the country and throughout the world.
Yeah.
And so as he was in Chicago and had his summit, and his staff was looking, you know, kind of what's in the area and what can we do, and came upon Iowa 80 and said, that's a community we haven't talked to. We have not talked to truck drivers. Let's talk to them about ELDs, and let's talk to them about what their feelings are on autonomous trucks. And so that's what he did.
Yeah. You know, I applaud him for doing that. That's, you know, that I know it's always, I know a lot of drivers appreciate that. Again, if you're gonna have a better understanding of any community, but certainly the community of drivers, then, you know, at least take the time to talk to them. I mean, I still feel like I'm, you know, a new kid here, and really I think I am by comparison, because I talk to drivers at the Jamboree and other truck shows, as you know, and they share with me all of their years and decades of experience And I only get a taste of that. But I think it's important if you want to have a better understanding to have the conversations. And so I applaud him for doing that. That's a pretty cool thing. So were people looking around? Did people recognize him right away when he came in?
Some people did.
Yeah.
Others were like, who's that? And so I said, well, it's Mark Zuckerberg. And they're like, well, I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay. Right.
I said, do you know what Facebook is? And they said, oh, yeah, yeah. I said, that's the guy that invented it. And they're like, no way.
Yeah. Yeah. Really nice. Really nice. Just one of many celebrities that have stopped by over the years and at the Iowa 80 and a really cool story. Heather, I can't wait for it. We're going to see you at the Walcott Truckers Jamboree, and always a great show, and kudos to the staff there for putting on such a great show. We'll talk to you again soon. Heather DeBailey from the Iowa 80. Thanks, Heather.
Thank you.
Red Eye Radio.